When I was little, I loved fireworks. I don't know if you know this, but I was born in El Salvador, and there at least several times a year, the whole country erupts in fireworks, and they love it, especially at Christmas and at New Year's. So we lived there for some years, and I experienced it directly. Then when we came to the United States, we would go back, especially on those days because we wanted to hit those two big feast days of celebration. And it was amazing because, you know, as human beings, we have different ways that we can express our emotions more intensely. Music and art and ways for us to really show what we're feeling. Poems and poetry and movies and books and things like that. Well, fireworks are a particular way for us to show our explosive joy for some particular thing. And I loved celebrating Christmas with those fireworks. It's like all the joy that I felt, I could see it expressed in the crackle or in the pop or in the streaming light, and the whole country would erupt in this joy. So when I saw this documentary by this Chinese firework artist, whose name I can't even pronounce, I was very much intrigued. He wanted to build a firework ladder connecting the earth to the universe. Now, that's how he put it, and I was incredibly intrigued. He spent 30 years working on this, the pyrotechnics, the engineering, the design. In the midst of those 30 years, he became a very famous artist in his own right. But this was something that he always held in his heart. And if you watch this documentary, you'll see kind of the story where it leads up. And the ending is a little bit disappointing, because although he achieved his goal, it was amazing. It was probably about 150 meters high, connecting and being held up by this balloon. 30 years of work and thinking and engineering for something that lasted about 5 minutes or less. I remember at the end of the documentary, I thought, that's it, that's all that we get. Yet his desire speaks of something, that we want a way out. We want a way up into the universe, as he puts it, but for us, into God. So when I first had my conversion, I had that desire in my heart. I wanted to find a ladder or a path to unite me with God. Now, when you begin getting into the spiritual life, you learn about that, the stages of spiritual growth. Now, most of us are ignorant of this. We know about all these other stages. We know about the grades that you go through in education and getting certain degrees, elementary, middle school, high school, college, graduate, doctorate. We know all of these things very well. You could recite it like the back of your hand. We know about the stages of development, from a child into adulthood, and we know all these other stages, the different seasons, everything. But if I were to ask you, what are the levels and the stages in the spiritual life, you would look at me like I was crazy. And maybe some of you that are well-versed would perhaps know an answer, but most of you have no clue. And so it's interesting, you're going through the spiritual world having no idea where you're going, and then you wonder why you're not getting anywhere. Put two and two together and understand that's why you're going around in circles. So I began consulting the great spiritual masters. Saint Teresa of Avila is one of the ones that presents the clearest model for us. She talks about the interior castles and these inner walls and levels, but she doesn't really define kind of details. And then Saint John of the Cross gets a little bit more detailed. He starts getting almost scientific in these different stages of prayer, these different stages of purification that we come to so that we can have this illuminative union with God. And most of you have never even heard of these things. This is like brand new material. Then we hear about Saint Catherine of Siena that talks about kind of the different ways of praying, so we can enter into contemplative prayer. You have Saint Ignatius of Loyola that talks about the spiritual exercises and discernment of spirits, and all these, we can go on and on about all these different saints that want to guide us into God. And in searching everywhere, I forgot to look in the most obvious place. Right in front of me, hiding in plain sight, is the most majestic and magnificent ladder that will take us directly into God and is the guaranteed steps and path in becoming a saint. Right there. Not just right there, but in the very beginning. That is what is so wild and amazing. At some point, I realized that in the Beatitudes, we have a 9-rung ladder for us to climb. And these are specifically laid out by Jesus. at the very beginning, one of his main sermons, he sets it as kind of the theme. And the rest of the Sermon of the Mount unpacks those 9 main points. But if any of us want to be saints, you must climb. You must climb these, and you cannot skip a step. You cannot jump to the 3rd one. You cannot start here and go there. If you understand them correctly, they fit like a puzzle. They fit like a well-oiled engine. They fit literally like a ladder that one rung takes you to the next one. And what's interesting is they correspond to different things in our reality. They correspond, first of all, to our body. 2 for the feet, representing freedom. 2 for the hands, representing our desires. 2 for the eyes, representing how we see in our vision. And then 3 for our mind, the degree to which we imitate God, and that's our choice. And that completes the 9. We will not be climbing alone. 9 American saints will be coming with us. I will be highlighting in each beatitude a different saint that exemplified each one of these so that you can understand both the theory and the practice. And you will see how they live their life so that you can have a practical example for living out each beatitude with these exemplars from our own soil. We will also at times connect these to the 9 choirs of angels because I think and see that there is a connection there. My friends, are you ready to climb? To do this, my friends, you must be valiant because to climb this ladder is certain death. We will die. Jesus takes us exactly on the same path that he goes. He died, so will we. This is not safe. This is not a guaranteed this. This is not a guaranteed that. This is more dangerous than climbing Mount Everest. People know that when you climb Mount Everest, you find the frozen bodies along the way because they die trying to reach the summit, and it is too dangerous to take them down. This will be the same for us. Along the way, we'll find frozen dead bodies. We'll find and fight all types of demons. We will have angels guiding us right along our side, and they're kind of scary too. We will have bright and shining saints taking us into heaven, my friends. This series on the Beatitudes will change your life. Are you ready? Are you sick of staying on the ground floor, going around in circles, praying and praying and praying, and nothing ever changes? And you wonder why your relationship with God doesn't improve, and no one wants to talk about this because everyone just wants to talk about the news and other silly Catholic things that have nothing to do with your growth. Well, here I will take you up. Together we will climb.